Welcome to the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, where it's all about slashing your debt, slashing your taxes, and creating a liberated lifestyle. And now, your host, who has a vast collection of vintage DC and Marvel comic books, and ironically lives in Minnesota, where his favorite NBA team, the LA Lakers, originated, Dave Denniston.
Hello, my friends, and welcome back to another episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, a podcast dedicated to helping doctors like you slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a liberated lifestyle. Well, if you have been listening to this brand new season 5, we are now 7 episodes into it. And a little bit of background, I started recording these episodes in January of 2020. And now we are up to March of 2020 when I had recorded. I'm recording this actually in late May. It's on Memorial Day right this second when I'm recording this episode. This is probably coming out close to the 4th of July. And during this time, of course, we've had the coronavirus. And so it's interesting, it was pre-coronavirus discussion. And then all of a sudden, this shift, which has been in some ways fun for me because it's something entirely new to talk about. All of a sudden, things are not roses and daisies anymore. All of a sudden, the way that many of us think about finances, think about our jobs, think about security, perhaps has changed. A little bit of background going into this conversation. If you listen back to some of my old episodes, I talked about during the last recession, August 1st, 2008, I made this huge leap of faith and acquired a business. I moved my family all the way from Seattle, Washington to Bloomington, Minnesota on August 1st, 2008, literally right before the walls came crashing down. And we made this $1 million acquisition. And if you've been listening to this podcast, the season 1 was recorded in 2015, season 2 in 2016, season 3 in 2017, and season 4 in 2018, and now season 5 in 2020. And so my thoughts about money, while still the same, has shifted. And as I've evolved as a person, as I've evolved in finances and how I'm thinking about money. And at this particular point with where I'm at today, I think there's 3 specific lessons that were true for me from when I went through hell with the 2008 to 2009 financial crisis, not the Great Depression, but the Great Recession that a lot of us call it. And this was really reinforced for me this year. Some of the tactics and principles that I was in a place where I swore I would never let that happen to me again. And I find for many of us, we have to hit this point where we're just at rock bottom, maybe emotionally, maybe financially, where we just say, you know what, doggone it, enough is enough. I am not going to take this anymore. I am going to do something about this. I am going to change the way I am doing things. And perhaps that's you. Perhaps you're listening to this. Perhaps you've gotten to the point. Maybe you're sick of the debt you have. Maybe you realize you're spending too much. Maybe you realize you're too dependent on one stream of income and you've hit this rock bottom. Maybe it's been your health and you've gone through some health issues recently. Maybe some family members have gone through health and you said, you know what? I need to change. I need to change my health. I need to change my finances. And so for me, the three specific lessons that I learned in 2008, 2009 and have been reinforced for me this turnaround are as follows. Lesson number one, the huge importance of having a cash cushion. My friends, I cannot emphasize enough, having a cash cushion is so, so, so important. What does that mean? It's that fallback money in case of a rainy day. And this year, many of us have had some rainy days. People going on furloughs, people getting laid off, the elective surgeries that many surgeons are used to doing have not been able to be scheduled and held, and revenue is falling for many practices, and a lot of tough decisions are having to be made. A general rule of thumb that Dave Ramsey has is have at least $1,000. And I think that's just a start. You often hear a rule of thumb, having 3 to 6 months of money of your wages or of your living expenses held within a cash cushion. This is a checking account, a savings account, something like that. Maybe that's something you can't do right now, but as soon as you have a chance, pile that bad boy on up. And in this environment, those of us with cash are going to be able to take advantage of opportunities that other people aren't. If you look at Warren Buffett, the famous nearly 90-year-old Oracle of Omaha, he and his company have been piling up cash, just waiting for opportunities. As a matter of fact, they've been selling stuff this year in order to pile up more cash and take advantage of historical opportunities. And I think we should take that to heart as well. As a matter of fact, I would suggest your cash cushion should be money in the bank. And beyond that should be money that you have in liquid investment type accounts. So when you have money in something like real estate, that unless it's paid off, that can be an illiquid asset. It's often not a place where you could go and easily withdraw money. Something like a life insurance policy, you cannot necessarily easily withdraw money unless you take it perhaps in the form of a loan with cash value, which often you have this huge expense of the cost of insurance. And so I would emphasize to you that your cash cushion should be at the bank and in liquid monies that you could liquidate at any time. And you want to keep piling that up every single month. So that way you have a backup in case all hell breaks loose, you have some resources to turn to. Thirdly, on this point of the cash cushion, there is a point at which you lose FDIC insurance, meaning that if you have over $250,000 at the bank and your bank goes under, then you will not have the government step in. So if you have a bunch of money at the bank, make sure to diversify among different banks. Keep in mind, money market is not FDIC insured. Only checking, savings, and CDs are. Those are the safest places for your money. Money market is fine too, but just keep in mind, there's the chance it could break the buck. So cash cushion, huge importance. And that's something that we have executed here in my family. And we have tens of thousands of dollars in liquid monies, and we're gonna keep on piling it up. But we're also gonna liquidate it when we can find opportunities. Number two lesson from the coronavirus is this whole idea of having multiple streams of income. Now, you know, if you've listened to all four previous seasons, how strongly I believe in this, that in this world today, and perhaps you are now seeing this lesson for the first time, even if you are an orthopedic surgeon or a neurosurgeon, man, that paycheck sure does not seem as steady as it used to. And this is why, for me, I own multiple businesses. I own my day job business. I have a mobile gaming kit business. I have a land flipping business. And guess what? I'm not done. I'm looking to buy a self-storage facility, looking to buy other businesses, online businesses maybe, or starting a new business, like a house wholesaling business, or owner financing houses as a business after buying them super cheap to turn them around. Of course, there's rental houses. There's so many different ways that you can have streams of income. You can be on a board of directors. You can be one of my friends. I hope he's listening to this podcast, Ali. He does expert witness consulting, which has been something which is nearly matching what he does from medicine. And so there's so many different ways you can get multiple streams of income. Maybe it's with your spouse and they have different things that they're doing and you're just being the physician. Maybe it's through investments that are for you relatively passive. There are so many ways to do this. Now, of course, none of these are foolproof. I'll tell you, in each of my businesses, two right now are doing amazing, whereas one is not. And we'll talk more about that in a future episode. As a matter of fact, in a couple of those businesses, one is having record-breaking years. And so even though my income is going down from one thing, my income is going up from other stuff. I would say that the kind of businesses you have, if you are someone that aspires to do what I'm doing, really be thoughtful about what that should look like. If you're someone that wants to own a restaurant or a franchise, perhaps this should give you second thoughts about it with the high overhead. The kind of businesses we want in today's world are the ones that can be run remotely. Ones that you don't need a physical staff for. Ones that are run on subscription. Think Netflix. Think all the cloud computing companies like a DocuSign or a lot of tech companies today. Think of delivery services. There are so many businesses that don't need to have some headquarters. Of course, an Uber, a Lyft, those kind of companies, despite some of the difficulties, don't have to have everyone all in one office space to make their business run. They can run off of other people's hard work. So I'd encourage you, again, multiple streams of income. For me, I will tell you, we have had such a peace of mind. Of course, there's times that things are stressful. I have never worked harder than I have during this virus because of things going well. But on top of the kids and helping my youngest daughter with school, man, this has been a lot of work this year. Number three is this third lesson, which I knew. But the way that opportunities are flying, opportunities move so fast. You think about the public markets. Just when everyone is panicking, everything is selling off, we hit rock bottom. And bam, the next day, things move up. Bam, the next day, things move up way again. And you're thinking to yourself, gosh, maybe I should get in. Maybe this is the time. Maybe things are going to get worse. Things could definitely get a lot worse than what we have now. I'm just going to wait. And lo and behold, things keep on rebounding and rebounding and rebounding, and then we don't get the second leg down. It never materialized so far as of the time of this particular podcast. I do believe one is coming personally, but gosh, when you find an amazing opportunity, you just have to take advantage of it. And that's true in real estate as well. Whether you're buying houses or land or multifamily, You know, when you find an amazing opportunity, don't wait too long, because that will pass you by so quickly. Considering the fact that there can be auctions, there can be other buyers stepping in and making better offers than you. When you have an opportunity and it seems amazing, take advantage of it. And I feel I've been doing that to a degree, but I could be doing a better job on that particular lesson. And we're going to continue to hunt, continue to find amazing opportunities. And so, my friends, that is just some of the thoughts of the three lessons that I've had from the coronavirus that have been reinforced from the last recession. Those three lessons, again: having a large cash cushion with having money in specific places. Number two, having multiple streams of income so you aren't too dependent on one thing. And number three, finding opportunities and moving on them quickly because they move so fast. So I would love to know from you, would love to hear from you, what are some lessons you are learning from this particular recession and virus? What would you do differently knowing what you know now, and how are you applying that to the future? I would love to hear from you. Make sure to email me, dave@drfreedompodcast.com. That's dave@drfreedompodcast.com. Would love to hear from you. Would love to hear your thoughts and how this is all is impacting you. Well, again, my friends, thank you so much for joining me on another episode of the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast. I wish you health in this crazy time that we are dealing with, this pandemic. I wish you health and success and happiness. For the Freedom Formula for Physicians podcast, this is Dave Denniston. Remember, my friends, remember to slash your debt, slash your taxes, and live a lit-red lifestyle.